back to order after a brief recess to prepare an amendment to the amendment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Strike the line and insert 120, strike the line and insert $125,000. And this doesn't make any sense. And insert $25,000. Okay.
Because the original motion is strike the line. You're only striking the words.
But I
the
need,
line.
I
it
need,
still says strike.
No. It said, okay. Strike the line and insert $125,000. So it's going to read strike $125,000 and insert $25,000. Not the way I would have done it, but I was told by the powers to be that that's how I needed to do it.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but it'll work out. So, all right, there's an amendment to the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay.
Okay, it's every, as long as everybody understands.
Yes, everyone understands. Let's just vote.
Do y'all understand down there?
Yes.
Okay. It is.
Wait.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I don't support striking $125,000 in any of the amendments and reducing it to $25,000. We've heard about this in committee. I sent you guys a text message that has photos of how we are defining ourselves with thousands and thousands of cars driving by that would like to go see our tribal museum, might like to go up and see where the Osage Nation do business, might want to go see our war memorial once it's built. We've invested all of this money. We want people to see that. So if you would look at these little, this pictures I sent you, that little bitty blue sign over there is how we direct people to our tribal museum currently. It was discussed in committee. We have the capability of making more of those little metal signs like that. But that's not what the vision is for this, and I don't support this amendment to the amendment.
Okay. Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Well, I'll just go ahead and make my comments against the amendment to the amendment and the amendment to basically elaborate further on what Congresswoman Whitehorn just said. Over the years, I've worked with two or three different consultants that have come in and done planning documents. And both of those consultants said that, this was prior to the Pioneer Woman being here, that the Pawhuska is this future little arts type community, a kind of a bedroom community to Tulsa or whatever. It's got all of this potential. And it's amazing to me that it's coming to fruition. Obviously because of the Mercantile and the Pioneer Woman, but people are being bused in here. There are thousands of people that are coming in here every single day from all over the United States. And that little sign that Congresswoman Buffalo had, or Congresswoman Whitehorn texted everybody, it does exist, but there's others that are exist that both of these consultants have pictures in these planning documents that shows, if you'll come in from the west, there's a sign out there that says Pawhuska, home of Boy Scouts and Osages. Well, people come in town and they say, oh, heck, we need to look for Boy Scouts and Osages when we get to town. That's not how we want to be defined. And also, I hear a lot of people that don't even know the Osage Nation campus exists. They see the courthouse up on the hill, then they drive up Kaihika Hill. Holy moly, what is this all about? And there's inadequate signs. Oh, there's a statue of, there's a kind of a cool statue sitting there. What's that all about? Well, I want, like Congresswoman Whitehorn said, to brand ourselves. And in committee, it was described that we are going to brand ourselves, partly with this $125,000. We're not building 10 signs. We're building consistent branding signs with our orthography and colors that represent our culture. And it's way past time that we start doing that. And if you're fine with the way that we're defined around the community and thousands of people coming in town and that's what they see, then I would just go ahead and suggest vote for these.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I don't dispute anything you guys are saying, but I think to Congressman Tillman's point, there apparently are some planning documents that you've seen. I've never seen them. There apparently was a description of what they wanted to do, but you guys always want, and I agree with you, that you want plans, designs, and cost estimates. And I have not seen any of that. And if Congressman Tillman might have seen it, he might say, based on what you've shown me, I can justify that expense. But I agree with him that without that, here, give us $125,000, and we promise to put signs up that brand our signs. Between the two of us, we can't even decide whether this is signs on campus, or signs in the county, or signs in the reservation area. So I'm at a loss here. So all I'm saying is more information needed to be imparted to the members.
Okay. Thank you. If there's no more discussion, we'll vote on the amendment to the amendment, which is strike the line and insert 100.
Thank you.
Insert
25,000. Insert 25,000.
Insert both and 25,000.
As long as everybody understands. Okay. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
No.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Okay. The amendment to the amendment fails, and we're back to the amendment. Is there any more discussion on the amendment? Congressman Tillman.
Yeah, just again, signage and wayfinding, entire campus, $125,000 for signs. And I agree, yeah, there's going to come a point in time where we need some people to understand and know where our campus is. And I hate it that the fact when they go up there right now they see brand new buildings with the roof falling in. They see weeds, they see shrubs, they see a lot of landscaping that needs to be done. I just don't think this is a priority right now. I think we could spend $125,000 somewhere else than on signs.
Okay, thank you. We are now voting on the amendment, part three. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yep.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No.
The amendment fails.
Last amendment,
line 72, strike that line. Discussion? Congressman Tillman.
That's true.
The visitor center renovation, that's to the former interpretive center, which was the former pawn shop, correct? Is that?
Yeah.
$50,000 isn't going to do anything to me, to that building. What was it originally designed to do was to intercept the Pioneer Woman's traffic. That didn't happen. To me, it's a waste of money, and I'll be voting.
Thank you.
Yes, for the amendment.
Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, what was discussed in committee is this $50,000. Well, let me back up. Congress has already passed out an appropriation for matching grant fund. And do renovations within there by display cases to display some of maybe our museum pieces, our cultural artifacts. And we're waiting to hear from that granting agency currently. We've appropriated the money to augment that grant. The grant does not cover, it only covers the available usable space in there right now. It's a 3-year grant. It also will pay for 2 people to be able to be there at all times. It'll pay for staffing at that place for the next 3 years. This $50,000 request that was made by the executive and the capital asset fund is to go beyond what the grant will cover, which is the original building was a filling station. It has 2 garage bays back in the south end of the building. The $50,000 is asked to start working toward and having a larger space to be in for utilizing different functions of that space. The grant is only for the original space that's there. I support this initiative. I think that so far that this has had a rough patch getting the money and the funding to open the doors. I think that people would stop if it was more tastefully done, which means more money, and had people there to keep the door open. And maybe somebody said the words that we were going to intercept that traffic and redirect them, but I don't believe that that is the purpose. In my mind, that's not the purpose. It's to have a place for people to get to stop if they're curious or interested in what the Osage Nation does. And as I said before, if we don't define ourselves as a nation to the people that visit this community, somebody else will. And I would prefer for it to be the Osage Nation and the Osage people to be able to put who we are out there and what we do for our community, who we were culturally, and to direct them to the places that we have here in the Osage that might be of interest to them as we develop our nation. So I don't support this.
Okay, I'm going to call on, well, Congresswoman Edwards had her hand up, and then Congressman Walker has just raised his hand. It is almost 1:00. You're going to speak for like 10 seconds, and let's move on. Congresswoman Edwards.
So what I hear is it's not for Osage. We have an interpretive center, we have a cultural center, we have a museum. We are trying to make someone that's not Osage stop at 3 or 4 different places before so that they can see the Osage. I don't think that that's reasonable or what happens, so I would be supporting the amendment.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
I can't talk that fast.
We'll try.
I can remember in 2002 or 3 sitting right there in City Hall talking to Blackie Ricketts, and he pointed something out to me that I had never observed before. Right when you come to Pawhuska, the first thing you see is a pawn shop that says shawls, beads, Indian stuff at a pawn shop. Now the first thing you see when you come into town after you see this giant oversized United States flag that is super cool is this shoddy looking building. And we are gonna have 2 people housed there over the next 3 years with grant funds, and we're gonna be displaying Osage cultural items in there. This $50,000 is gonna spruce it up a little bit and make the building that is the first building you see other than the Handys across the street look a little bit better. I think this is money well spent.
Thank you. All right, we're going to vote. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw. Congressman Superman.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. Amendment fails. All right. ONCA 17-102 will advance to third reading after engrossment. All right, we are now on bills of order, please. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 1774, an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund for fiscal year 2018 revenue and establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards, are you splitting?
Splitting.
Okay. You have the floor.
Number three of the big three, the Burial Assistance Fund. This is our best estimate of the amount that would be needed for the calendar year to support Osage families in the assistance of last rites, burial, cremation, and celebration of the lives of their loved ones. I would support it.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1774 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Morris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 1774 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1774 passes and is advanced to enrollment. Next, ONCA 17-100, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,216,000 to the Treasury for payment on the Master Campus Plan Loan to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Whitehorn, are you splitting?
Yes.
You have the floor.
If I can talk fast. This appropriation is to pay off the retirement of debt for the Master Campus loan. There was a collateralized CD to secure the loan. The money you see in this bill is what we owe on the loan. The funds from cashing in that CD is going to pay off the loan. We will not have a loan payment year after year. I urge your support to vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 17-100 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Here it comes. I can hear him walking. Time for you to vote.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Maker? Oh, sorry. Are you back?
Yes.
You voted twice.
Me.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCA 17-100 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
Please mark Congresswoman Edwards as a no on the alternate effective date. ONCA 17-100 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCA 17-108, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $1,500,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Supernaw is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? Congresswoman Edwards, or excuse me, Whitehorn.
Members of Congress, Speaker, I support this bill. I have to urge you all to vote yes for the bill. When we were initially presented the opportunity to purchase Bluestem Ranch, it was presented to us that over the next 3 years, we would push $9 million into a ranching operation. This appropriation gets us halfway there, I believe, with total appropriation toward that ranch. One thing I'd like to say about that, they gave us a valuation of their assets. When we push money towards that ranch and they buy livestock and real property, that's an investment that is secure. We can liquidate our funds, we can sell a herd, we can sell equipment if we want to get that money back. It's a hard asset. I support moving forward with this ranching operation until every hoof on the ground out there has an O-N on the side of it. So I urge your support.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, Congressman Supernaw, you have the floor.
Okay, all right.
Take your time.
Yes, take your time. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep us moving. That's my job, but take your time.
After 56 years of business, I know there's no such thing as a cinch. But this is as close as we're ever going to get to a good investment. If they can act that they'll double that money in 1 year, we can't find that opportunity anywhere else within the nation. So I urge you to support this. If I'd have known that we were going to have this $5 million, I would have amended it to at least $2 million. But at the time we was went through the committee, we didn't know we was going to have an extra money. Ask you to vote for it.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 17-108 pass? Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Morris.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
17-108 passes. There's an alternate effective date discussion. Seeing none, shall the alternate effective date pass? If so, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Excuse me. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 17-108 is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1748, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development and Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93638 to address orphan wells. I'm the sponsor. I will open. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and speak to this resolution as well as the next one. I did email the body the copy of the resolution from the Minerals Council. So the first one is to address orphan wells. The Orphan Well Committee for the Minerals Council has identified three scopes to seek funding from the Energy Minerals Development Grant to clean up the orphan well list by determining if there is a bond in place and obtaining completion reports and work over that from the CIA well files for each well to sort out the wells that need plug for reasons such as environmental hazards, knowing casing leaks, etc. Identify all equipment on wells or leases in which wells may have future potential and minimal investment. This was, again, a request by the Minerals Council to apply for a grant. I've spoken with the grants office director. There was a little bit of a rush for this because their grant application deadline is on Monday. So thank you for your patience on this. The second one is additional funding. They have received grant funding before. Additional funding for part two to continue further procurement of digital data for the digitization project, and the Minerals Council approved the cost estimate in the amount of $200,000. Chairman Waller did sign both of these, and it is at their request. And it's just at this time a resolution to support the request for grants to continue these two projects. So just discussing both of them at this time so that I don't have to speak on the next episode. Thank you, and I urge your support. The question is, shall OSR 1748 pass? Oh, excuse me, does anyone else want to speak to the resolution? If not, shall ONCR 1748 pass?
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Supermom.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. Okay. Resolution passes. ONCR 1749, a resolution to support the submission of an economic development and minerals program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93-638 to digitize oil and gas records. I am the sponsor and I waive my time. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1749 pass?
Congressman Supermom.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Speaker Pratt.
Yes. ONCR 1749 passes and is advanced to enrollment, as well as ONCR 1748 is advanced to enrollment. We are in motions and notices now. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to place ONCA 1743, 1794, 1797, 1798, 1799, 1799, 1701, and 1705 on general order day 2, general order day 3, and third reading on Monday's agenda.
The motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Could I have the motion repeated?
Move to place ONCA 1794, 1797, 1798, 1799, 1701, 1705, and ONCR 1743 on second general order day 2, general order day 3, and third reading on Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Congressman Edwards.
It's the intent of the motion that amendments will be proposed on all the operations bills. And if I skipped one, please let me know and I'll make an amendment. And then those amendments will be voted on. The bills will be engrossed and then they will be voted on a third reading on Monday's agenda. So it will be a long agenda, but this way everyone knows to look over these bills over the weekend and get their amendments ready and be prepared to vote on them and the bill.
Congressman Whitehorn.
I agree with this motion. I'll be voting yes, but could you let the Congress know what the purpose is of that?
Purpose of voting on Monday?
Mm-hmm.
So that it can meet the deadline for overrides within the regular session.
Yes, Monday is the any bills that we would go for a veto override need to be for chief's signature or in the chief's office by 4:30 on
Monday.
Did
I miss any other?
That's what I'm trying to run over and check right now.
They're on next Wednesday. They weren't able to.
Well, yeah, we can look it over and if we're missing them, we'll be sure to address that in a minute. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Okay. I've received several discharge. We were looking at the journal, tracker yesterday. I have noticed that there were many bills that are kind of hanging there. I was trying to get it cleaned up. It's a 5-page tracker that some was unnecessary at this point from the old 17 supplemental appropriations, et cetera. So I got with the sponsors and they have asked the members of Congress to find requests for discharge from committee forms. And so I have those now for ONCA 16108. Congresswoman Edwards. An act to provide appropriation in the amount of $75,000 for a grant donation to the city of Winona facility for facility improvements, water treatment equipment, installation, and maintenance, and to establish an alternate effective date.
You got the discharge note?
Yes, I have that, and but I have several, so I'm going to go one by one. Okay, move to withdraw. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 17. All right. ONCA 1758 has been without objection withdrawn. I'm trying to figure out what the an act to amend ONCA 1695 and its old is supplemental appropriation to the Child, Family, and Senior Services. So without objection, that has been withdrawn. ONCA 1761 is an old amendment to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Health and Wellness Division. Congresswoman Edwards is a sponsor. I have the committee form signed here, so without objection, that has been withdrawn and will be removed. ONCR 1703 is Congresswoman Buffalo Head, 1703, 1704, 1705, 1706 are resolutions that were constitutional amendments. There have been enough signatures to withdraw those from committee, and so without objection, those have been withdrawn as well.
Wait, I'm confused. Help me.
Yes.
I understand they were discharged from committee, but I am asking without objection to withdraw mine. Is that what Congresswoman Buffalo Head's doing too?
Yes.
And those are just
they all are. They're, we'd like to object and we vote, but without objection, we're just.
I just want to make sure because I thought she was pulling them off to vote on.
No.
Okay.
We're all doing the same thing here. Okay.
Yeah.
We are in motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Like to
discharge these.
Order, please. Congresswoman Whitehorn has the floor.
I would like to move to withdraw. I'd like to move to have ONCA 1681 discharged from the committee.
Second.
For the purpose
of withdrawal.
Okay. All right, motion is made and seconded. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, Congressman Whitehorn.
I'd like to move to withdraw. ONCA 1691.
Second. Motion seconded. Sponsor chooses to withdraw. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. ONCA 1681 has been withdrawn. Congresswoman Edwards.
I have more, but if I can do that, it's that same way on Monday.
Okay, yes. If anyone else take a look at the tracker? I was just going over it with the clerk yesterday. Just trying to do some cleanup so we don't go into spring session with the 5-page tracker with bills that are completely unnecessary at this point. So look over that. If you have any that you do not wish to continue and pick up in the spring session, then please look at withdrawing them. Anything else, Congresswoman Edwards?
Move to place a consideration of a veto of ONCA 1791 and ONCA 17106 on Tuesday's agenda.
Second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded to place the vetoes for ONCA 1791 and 17106 on Tuesday's agenda. Any discussion? Not all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. Thank you. Other motions or notices? Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
CA is canceled for today.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
Commerce had a meeting scheduled from 1 till 3. But we, I don't know where Dr. Shaw is. Otto went to a powwow. We're going to lose our quorum at 3 o'clock. So I feel like canceling it, but there's one item on there for sure that I think we need to talk about, and that is the adoption of the annual plan, since we've already spent the money.
Okay, yes, sir. I would like to, I believe we're supposed to get that. Okay, I would like to get that meeting started as soon as possible, and I am prepared to address and discuss and hopefully pass out the annual plan.
Did you want to eat today?
I guess, whoever else is on the committee, if they're prepared, if they want to eat. But otherwise, let's stay close and get started as soon as possible. Congresswoman Whitmore?
I just, parliamentary question. Does it state in our rules that we have to begin our meeting within 30 minutes of their...
I just asked that question, and I was scooted along, so... As if it was not starting, in there, so but we'll clarify.
We can start the recess is what we do, that's what I was thinking.
Right, yeah, that's what I would like to do. Can you start the meeting and then recess? We'll recess and then eat and then come back?
Yeah, well, we could set the meeting for 20 to...
Okay, let's adjourn and then figure that out if that's all we have left.
Motion to adjourn today and tomorrow.
Yes.
Monday.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m.